Cheese, please, yes, cheese, please, you're so fine.
You wanna listen all the time. Snarftude and Daffodil spin their hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snarftude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil is sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger Lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Googling cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we wanna play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kinda sick.
Cheese Please in Color. Here are your hosts, Snarftude and Daffodil.
Welcome once again to the bunker. It's another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarftude.
And I'm Daffodil.
Wow! On the show this week, Daffy, what a name for a group, the Arrogant Worms.
I think it's a great name.
And we're going to profile their album. We played some cuts before. It's been a while since we played some stuff from them. But since I've been watching that TV show that they sing about lately, let's review the album a little longer. We'll tell you a little more once my tongue works. And in the meantime, oh wow, and the celebrity slip up, Ethel Merman. You don't know the name, we'll tell you more about her and why she shouldn't sing disco songs. That's not a good thing.
But, you know, it's on point.
Yes, but, we're going to start off the show by going back to the 1950s. And monster movies.
Okay.
Aren't you excited, Daffodil? Aren't you a scared audience?
No.
You're supposed to be scared. Come on.
I don't know who it is you sound like, but it's not something scary.
Oh, well, I tried. Anyway, we've got Dimitri Flonkin or Timonkin and The Thing from Another World coming up shortly. The music, that is. While we're starting off with Henry Mancini, Herman Stein, and Irving Gertz coming together in 1953, coming up with this little piece of music called It Came from Outer Space. On
Cheese Please!
Ooh.
On this record, the signal to type will be the words, let's begin. S-N-A-R-F-D-U-D-E space D-A-F-F-O-D-I-L period space. Return. Relax your hands.
Cheese, please.
Thank you.
Cheese Please with Dimitri Timokhin and the Thing from Another World. And before that, we had Henry Mancini, Herman Stein, and Irving Gertz, and the theme from It Came from Outer Space. Ooh, it's very scary! Otherwise, it did sound like Frank Nelson, that Daffodil mentioned off the air earlier, doing that ooh thing.
Yes, very much so.
But Frank Nelson, actually, you can Google him, but he was known for one catchword. He did the yes, the word yes, on many different things over the course of a number of different decades. He would go, yes, yes, yes.
And in my head, it was from the Flintstones.
Yeah, well, he was on the Flintstones. He was on many things. Even they parodied him on The Simpsons at one point.
Yes, they did.
Go figure. My name is Snarf.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the warriored.
Warriored?
Weird.
That's more like it, although I like the way you said that time. That's fine. And we're profiling the album Say Cheese by the Arrogant Worms. We're looking at the whole album. We played a few cuts from it, but we're looking at the whole album. Daffodil, you get some information
about
it.
Well, that's their third album.
Oh, okay.
They're up to 21 and climbing at this point.
Oh, we're a little behind the times.
They have toured Canada, the U.S., the United Kingdom, and Australia.
Gotcha.
They've played for crowds as large as 100,000 people.
Really?
They played a concert in Central Park.
Cool.
The thing about the Arrogant Worms is this is a Canadian musical comedy group. They do parody songs of every musical genre that you can think of.
Okay.
They also have a lot of humorous onstage banter, which makes watching their show almost as much fun as listening to them play.
Gotcha.
Rock, folk, ballads, country, children's music.
Yes.
Some of the song titles that we're not playing include Canada's Really Big, Me Like Hockey, We Are Beaver, I Am Not American, and Proud to Be Canadian.
Okay. I got you that. Well, thank you for getting us up to speed. I mean, we're really out of date in the sense that they're on album 21 and we're playing cuts from album 3.
Yeah, we play cuts from some of their later albums, so we're not completely out of the woods. What are we playing first?
Well, let's go backwards here. We'll hear from the Arrogant Worms doing Proud to Be a Banker in the distant future. In the not-so-distant future, we have the Arrogant Worms doing History is Made by Stupid People.
True.
And I cannot play that enough. That's all I get to say. But my favorite Arrogant Worms song so far, because I'm watching the television series Quincy lately. I found it online somewhere here in the bunker.
Yes.
Nothing better to do. I'm learning a lot of stuff about
yes
corners and stuff. Go figure. Anyway, it is Sam the Guy from Quincy on
Cheese Please.
Who's the guy with all the testes? Sam!
The guy from Quincy!
A white lab jacket, a hypodermic. Sam!
The guy from Quincy!
He doesn't care if you're alive or dead. He'll perform an analysis of your head. Find out if you've bleached your hair. Try and fool him if you dare. He's Sam!
The guy from Quincy!
Oh yeah!
Bop-choo-bop, bop-bop-choo-bop. Bop-choo-bop, bop-bop-choo-bop.
Was that dead guy poisoned or stabbed? Just ask Sam!
The guy from Quincy!
Was his scar caused by a fork? Just ask Sam!
The guy from Quincy!
He knows all with the spectrographic analyzer. Blood counts, sperm counts, hemoglobin level. He knows how many hairs are on your head. He knows when the coffee's ready. He's Sam!
The guy from Quincy!
Oh yeah!
Bop-choo-bop, bop-bop-choo-bop. Bop-choo-bop, bop-bop-choo-bop.
Where would television be without him? Sam!
The guy from Quincy!
There's nobody else who's earned our trust except for Sam!
The guy from Quincy!
Although he deserves, he never gets top billed. Only gets the girl if she's been killed. Always the bridesmaid, never the bride. Poor Sam's only along for the ride. He's Sam!
The guy from Quincy!
Oh yeah! Sam!
The guy from Quincy!
Bop-choo-bop, bop-bop-choo-bop. Bop-choo-bop, bop-bop-choo-bop. Bop-choo-bop, bop-bop-choo-bop. Bop-choo-bop, bop-choo-bop.
classic kitsch with nostalgic novelty nuggets. And the hosts are pretty annoying too, but you gotta love them.
Cheese.
Scott became famous for freezing to death in Antarctica. Columbus made history thinking some island was India. General Custer's a national hero for not knowing when to run. All of these men are famous, and they're also very dumb.
History is made by stupid people. Clever people wouldn't even try. If you want a place in the history books, then do something dumb before you die. Nobility are famous for no reason. Marie Antoinette enjoyed her cake. She caused a revolution when she would not share, and her husband lost his head for that mistake. The Hindenburg was a giant zeppelin. Its makers made a minor oversight. Before they filled it up with explosive gas, they should have fixed the no-smoking light.
'Cause
history is made by stupid people. Clever people wouldn't even try. If you want a place in the history books, then do something dumb before you die. Tally-ho, tally-ho, our king and country's honor we will save. Tally-ho, tally-ho, we're marching into history and the grave. So if your son and daughter seem too lazy, sitting there watching bad TV, just remember you should be quite grateful. At least they are not making history.
'Cause
history is made by stupid people. Clever people wouldn't even try. So if you want a place in the history books, then do something dumb before you die.
Please, arrogant worms, history is made by stupid people.
True.
And before that, a very justified and sincere tribute to Sam, the guy from Quincy.
His assistant.
His assistant. And so far, watching the TV series, everything they say is pretty much accurate. So there we go. And we have one more arrogant worm song to play. Proud to be a banker. Right here on
Cheese Please.
I'm proud to be a banker. I'm proud to be a banker. I'm proud to be a banker. 'Cause I get to play with other people's money. I'm having a lousy day. I burned my toast and spilled my coffee on my best shirt. So I had to change and then I'm late for work. So I rush into the meeting where they are discussing what my future in the corporation is. And I don't really give a damn, but I don't have another job. And so I lie and say, I'm proud to be a banker. Proud to be a banker. I'm proud to be a banker. 'Cause I get to talk to stimulating people.
I open up my mail, hoping that it's not a bill, but it's from the bank, saying that I have only 20 hours to go to contribute to my IRS before this tax year. So I run down to the bank, but there's a 20-mile lineup, and I'm yelling and I'm screaming, and I'm not wearing any pants.
I'm proud to be a banker. Proud to be a banker. I'm proud to be a banker. 'Cause I get to screw with other people's lives.
I took out 40 bucks from the automatic teller. It told me that I couldn't 'cause I just had 10. But that can't be 'cause I just got paid on Friday. So I go down to the bank, wait an hour in the lineup, and I'm talking to the teller. She says, wait, I'll get your last month's statement. She comes back in 7 hours, says I've got some interest charges and a check from Uncle Bill that bounced, and so they'll have to charge me 40 bucks for that and for the box I never opened. And I don't have overdraft protection, and I think I'll die before I pay off all my auto loan, and I don't even have
granola car.
I'm pleased to be a banker. I'm proud to be a banker. I'm pleased to be a banker. Cause I get to play with other people's money.
He's a banker.
Would you please endorse this check?
He's a banker.
Do you have any assets?
He's a banker.
You should buy, you shouldn't rent.
He's a banker.
The check will cost you 50 cents.
It will cost you 50 cents.
Please, with the arrogant worms, proud to be a banker. I don't know.
Did I tell you how the arrogant worms got started?
No.
They started out as a campus band and on campus radio in Ontario, Canada.
Okay.
They ended up on CBC, which is the national broadcaster in Canada as well.
And it just went from there.
They're fun.
Yes.
They were given a bunch of different awards. They were recognized in 2003 as the Touring Act of the Year by the Canadian Arts Presenters Association.
Okay.
But as far as they're concerned, the biggest honor they got was in 2005.
Yeah.
When they read in the New York Times that Carrie Fisher and Meg Ryan were singing along with the Worms during a driving trip in Newfoundland.
Really?
They were the road song of choice.
Who was in Newfoundland?
Carrie Fisher and Meg Ryan in 2003.
That's an interesting picture in my head.
I bet.
That's all I got to say.
All right. Hey, what are we doing next?
Oh, yeah. Who are we?
I'm Daffodil, and you're Snarf Dude.
And this is?
Cheese, Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird every week.
And it's time for?
You're supposed to do that part.
Yeah, but usually you say the word this first.
Oh, it's time to do this.
And now it's time for the Cheese Please.
We're going to go back to rehearsals, I guess. That's all I got.
We don't rehearse. Don't mislead our listeners here. There are no rehearsals.
We'll have to rehearse this from now on.
Not rehearsing.
Why not?
That's not in my contract.
Why not? Okay, we'll just do our usual
wing it.
Thing.
We're going to wing it.
And you got more information on Ethel Merman, I hope.
She's an American singer and actress. She's a big Broadway-type gal.
Races like show business, that type of thing?
That type of thing. She's the undisputed first lady of the musical comedy stage.
Okay. So that really sets her up to record a disco album, doesn't it?
I think so.
At least on our show. Here's I Got Rhythm on
Cheese, Please.
I got rhythm. I got music. I got my man. Who could ask for anything more? I got daisies in green pastures. I got my man.
Thank you.
Cheese Please with F. Little Merman hitting the high notes on that. Wow. And I Got Rhythm, the disco version.
She did a whole album of that.
I know. It's been a while since we played a couple cuts off it, so I thought I'd sneak that in for the Celebrity Slip-Up this week.
And for our listeners who have no idea who Ethel Merman is.
Yes.
In addition to her storied career on Broadway and in musicals and all of these things, she was also a host on the first season of The Muppet Show.
Oh, really?
Her last on-screen role was a parody of herself in the 1980 film Airplane. She played a guy who thinks he's Ethel Merman.
Well, that seems to be appropriate.
And during the appearance, she jumps out of bed singing Everything's Coming Up Roses and the orderly sedator.
Darn, but you know what? She's got cred now. Muppet Show, Airplane.
Love Boat. She was Gopher's mom on the Love Boat.
Oh, Love Boat. That says it all, man. Even if you didn't know anything about Ethel Merman before now, hit YouTube.
She's very cool.
Go crazy. My name is Snarfton.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird, and we have been your tornado on the radio. Once again.
I feel like I should hide in the corner after our tornado every week.
You need seatbelts to record this show.
I know, but we also need our bunker thing. Here we go! No. Come up the pneumatic tube. The piece of paper. Open it up! Because the piece of paper tells me what to play. And apparently we're going to play Handsome Mark. I don't know how handsome he is. I haven't seen a picture of him, but that's what he calls himself.
I think
himself.
It's Handsome Hank.
Oh, yeah, look at that. I can't read. That's an H, not an M.
That okay. is definitely an H.
And video killed the radio star, his version of it. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, come back again. I'm sure there will be additional shenanigans.
I gotta fix my glasses. Yeesh.
I heard you won a while, it was back in 52. Tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through. They took the credit for your second symphony, rewritten by machine and new technology. And now I understand the problems you can see.
Please, your weekly sample of Da Wacky, Da Warped, and Da Weird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.